Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell, the Easter Bunny of...
The Easter Bunny of The Obscure Gentleman.
Yes.
You bring us eggs, I guess.
Is that what the Easter Bunny does?
I think so. I think he brings people... He has a basket of eggs, and he hands people eggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
That makes no sense, but... he has a deal with farm chickens. I guess
he's their middleman.
Before we get into the episode, quickly, so we've kind of been following this on this podcast for a while. Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, and I want to officially say I'm not going to see it now, at all. I'm going to wait till it's on playing on FX like 30 hours a day. Yeah. Even though there's only 24 hours in a day. It came out, and I saw so many negative reviews that I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna just go into the spoilers. I'm gonna see what the hell is going on. After I saw what this movie was about and all the weird shit that happens, I'm out. I don't want anything to do with this movie.
Eventually, I'm gonna have to see it.
Yeah, eventually.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
The super R-rated version.
Oh, man. See, I forgot that was coming.
See, and here's what's funny. One of the big reasons why I don't want to see it is because of some of the violent aspects of the movie. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone listening because, you know, we don't do that here. But so that's one of the main reasons. Now, if they're going to add an R rating to the Blu-ray,
I'm a little interested in seeing
I can't
that
even imagine how much more violent and what a certain character does and stuff. That boggles my mind. But I'm not gonna watch it. And for anyone who did watch it, I just want to say that the peach tea thing is the most ridiculous thing. Why? But we're not gonna go into that.
I'm just disappointed. Honestly. It's not.
I mean, here's my prediction. It's
you know what's gonna be funny though. I imagine if I see it, I won't hate it as much as I'm dreading it.
You know what's. But that again, people keep saying that, and then they end up still like.
I don't know.
It's almost like James, our editor in chief, and he went in with that mindset too. Like, you know, it probably won't be that bad. It's like it's just talk, but no, this movie hurt his soul. For the people that we know who saw it, they all came out of it with like crushed spirits,
which is weird because none of those guys I know would have. I figured at least like one of the guys I know in that group would have been like it was still fun.
We have a friend named Abe who tends to he loves a lot.
He's the spirit of joy.
Yeah,
you know, if you've ever experienced joy, it's because this man is alive.
Yeah, it's
if he were to die, joy would cease to exist.
It's very rare for him to ever really dislike anything, but because he finds the good in everything.
Yes.
This no. So
that's sad.
I'm
scared.
My brother James went full on like, yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be that bad, but it hurt him. And maybe eventually we'll get him to come on here and talk about his feelings.
I'll probably see it Sunday.
No. So speaking of Sunday,
yes.
That leads us into our topic. Easter will have already happened by the time you're listening to this. By the way, we are now on Tuesdays. We're not Wednesday anymore. Tuesday.
That was a very short
one. Yeah. So, comic on Monday, we're on Tuesdays. So, back-to-back action. But, so Easter will have happened.
It exists.
So, because of that, today's episode is about something that we can all sort of bond over when it comes to Easter. Because some people aren't as religious and some people are secular. There is the one thing that... I guess everyone has in common about Easter, and that is Easter eggs.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day.
Okay, so Easter eggs.
What's your take on them?
They're fun when you're little. Not fun dyeing them, and I will get into that in a little bit.
Okay. I like the egg hunt aspect.
Oh, so do I.
Like, but I don't see the joy in, like, number one, I don't know how they get the yolk out, because I've seen people do that.
Okay. We'll go into that also.
Okay. I don't know how, and I always like the plastic eggs.
Oh,
where they're in halves and, like, they put candy.
They're basically giant Kinder eggs, yeah.
Yeah, and those are cool, because, like, to me, those are what Easter is all about.
Or money, like, sometimes, like...
Yeah. Or
when you're little, it's like a dollar, but you're like, oh, yeah. a nice dollar!
One of my favorite things, oddly enough, and there's no reason why I like them, I can't figure out why, I guess I just like collecting little toys, were those little chicks, the ones made out of, like weird, like, felt, and they had, like, plastic feet. I don't know if you know what
they're, it's basically little. They're like Kinder toys, but they're not official Kinder.
Yeah.
You're like Lemmy. Lemmy used to collect Kinder toys.
Oh, yeah?
He loved them. But, they would put those in the plastic eggs.
Yeah.
It would always be those stickers or jelly beans. That was the main thing. Or sometimes those, they had the same consistency as Flintstone Kids. Like, they were like chalky little candy, and they're like a little sweet, but not that sweet.
But there were eggs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, those things are cool. I like those.
But that's...
It's like a malted milk thing.
Something... Right? Like, but chalkier.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't... It's not really like a typical candy, but jelly beans, I noticed, is probably like the most prevalent thing.
Yeah. Because they don't melt.
And of course, there's like chocolate eggs and stuff. Okay, so, but going to the whole history of this, and that's what I'm really curious about.
Okay.
Is how the hell... Like, I saw a quick thing, but I don't even know if it was legit, simply because there seems to be a lot of confusion.
Okay, so
Easter eggs.
In history, right, like, things, a lot of things influence each other over time.
Yeah, and then things get rewritten.
Mainly because, because of wars and stuff, but, like, a lot of times traders and all that, you share, like, similar, like, traditions in history, you know, because you live close by. You see, hey, let's see, well, this guy's doing that.
Well,
let's
especially
do that.
Holidays, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because most holidays, and this is just stating facts, I'm not trying to get controversial about anything.
Yeah.
Most holidays that Americans celebrate, or at least Europeans and the Western civilization, they're Christian based.
Yeah.
But the thing is, those holidays that are Christian based are usually co opted holidays from.
Like
from,
pagan stuff and all that.
Yeah. Other alt religions.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, a lot of. And that kind of has something to do with this because, so Easter eggs are essentially, like, if we want to go back to, like, what we, I guess, like, one of the main, like, sources of this would be, like, the Fabergé egg, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the Russians and all, and I think the Russians are, like, the more...
It amazes me that these things can go, like, real Fabergé eggs, like, the true ones,
yeah,
couldn't be worth millions of dollars. It's...
And they're always renowned for being more beautiful than any.
Here's my thing. It's shaped like a fucking egg.
I saw one of the ones, like, when I looked this up and on Fabergé eggs and all that. And I'm like, that looks like my mom's, cell phone case.
It's like, oh, yes, this egg is dipped in ivory and flecked with gold. And it's painted a nice warm blue.
It looks like... My little cousin could just, like, do, like bejeweled stunts and all.
It's like the most expensive craft art in the world.
Yeah.
It's like when moms make decorations out of, like, the pre-made wood shapes.
Yeah.
That's what Fabergé egg is to me. It's like a fancy rich person's version of it. Okay, so.
And I guess that kind of does have to do with, like, how we do modern Easter eggs.
Oh my god, Fabergé eggs are fancy Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I never
even thought of that. Okay, so.
So, because that's, like, it's supposed to be... The egg itself is supposed to represent, like,
fertility in life.
Well, yeah, but in terms of like Christian stuff, which is, you know, why we do Easter, it's actually supposed to represent like the tomb of Jesus.
Because as we know, he went into an egg. They put him in a giant egg.
Okay, that's just what it's supposed to represent, a tomb, and then they're typically like painted red to represent like the blood of Christ.
So Jesus is a chicken embryo?
I'm not trying to get too I'm not trying to think too much into this one. Right.
Paint them red? Like, is that how they originally, people always just painted them red?
Yes. Then other countries have like different like colors for that. Like some of them represent like good health, some of them represent riches and all.
So the colors like actually are supposed to represent different things then?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But this actually goes back to like Africa, apparently. Oh. Like 60,000 years ago. Like ostrich eggs would be painted and all that. And you're supposed to leave them on like near the tombs of like loved ones and all that to kind of like.
And ostrich eggs are huge.
Yeah, those things are freaking massive. Like,
they're like the football. They're excited for football. Yeah. They're pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty huge. Yeah, so Easter eggs, like, the way they are now is because of like the way like people back then used to do them.
So with, for like, as long as people could probably like paint and stuff and like found a way to like extract colors from natural things,
yeah,
people have been putting them on eggs, putting colors on eggs.
Yeah,
it's such a weird thing.
It doesn't make sense.
An animal comes from there. Let's paint it. It needs colors.
I don't get it. Apparently with the Romans, right? Because they do all this stuff with, you know, eggs and all that.
All right.
It's so weird talking about this.
It's the incredible paintable egg.
Yeah. And then, like, how they do it is they use, like beet dye and all that. So what I'm also reading here is, like, the early Christians would have the stained red eggs, right?
Yeah.
So they would leave them, you know, near, I guess, where they thought Jesus was, because I guess this is supposed to be like the resurrection of Jesus is personified in this egg.
Here's an egg! Jesus!
And then they're blessed, apparently, by a priest to these eggs. Yeah.
I mean, it is the whole egg.
Oh, actually, and here's the Easter blessings of food also for. You know, you ask for stuff like lamb, bread, produce.
What? When did this happen?
Around 1610.
Okay, we don't do this anymore.
So, the following blessing for eggs.
Lord, let the grace of your blessing come upon these eggs, that they be helpful food for your faithful who eat them in thanksgiving for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you forever.
Wait, so eggs used to actually be a state, like, eating eggs and like eggs in general were like a staple of like
painting them, then eating them.
That is,
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds kind of gross to me that you would like kind of leave these around, then eventually eat them
because they would go get a little off probably. And there's no refrigeration back then, obviously.
No,
that's the thing. Oh, people lived to be like 12 back then, so
yeah, that's true.
It is interesting when you do look at a lot of like. Like religious ceremony and religious history, and eggs are always part of rituals and shit like that. Like, especially like you go to Mexico and it's like you look at like Santeria and shit like that. It's like eggs are always involved. I don't
practice it.
It's like, you know, cracking eggs, put them under the bed and stuff, and like weird things like that. Cracking eggs over your head and smearing them, like. It's always, and I guess it is because eggs, I guess they do represent life. It's because, like, mammals, we give birth through canals, whereas, I know that's a weird way of saying that, but eggs are sort of, they're symbolic for life because it's life solidified. It's like, you can see it, and you can actually see the cheep coming out of it.
Yes.
The pollito coming out of the egg. So it is a little different. I mean, Jurassic Park, the egg scene.
Yeah, and that's a nice scene, too, where you see the raptors coming out.
Yeah, and then you realize those raptors are going to murder someone, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I understand that. It's the painting thing that is a little, like, it's just like, hey, this chicken shat this out of its ass, or whatever they birth their egg, probably the canal they have. And it's like, let's put stuff on it. Let's just paint it.
It's a little bizarre. I don't know who decided to for save.
These are pretty nice.
But then eventually, yeah. So how did it evolve into what we know today?
Well, because of the whole Fabergé egg thing and all that.
Is that really a big part of it?
Yeah, because that's big thing in like Russia. Apparently, apparently Russia influences like the Eastern Orthodox and all that. Like,
yeah.
Not the Eastern Orthodox.
The Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a big thing to do with like how a lot of people look at their religion now and all that. So, you know, you have these things, these art and all that kind of influenced by religion. The Fabergé egg is gonna... God damn it, the Fabergé egg. I don't know why it bothers me
that
so much.
That really influenced our modern traditions.
Think about how we do with them now. I mean,
It is kind of crazy because, I mean... And then when you think about it, the traditional Eastern patterns on eggs, like when you look at illustrations of them, even going back to like the... Like, because there's 1900s and 1800s illustrations and stuff for, like, Easter time. And the eggs tended to have, like layers, basically.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, rings around it and dots. And thinking about it, it's like, Fabergé eggs are pretty much like that. They have rings around them, and then there's, like, crusted jewels. And...
Yeah. Have you, I mean, did you paint or do anything with eggs when you were little?
Yes, I did. And I hated it.
Why?
This isn't related to eggs, and I didn't hate it because I was I have this aversion to vinegar.
Oh, okay.
Dating back to when I was really little, the smell of vinegar makes like it open ups my gag reflex.
Oh yeah,
and I just start to want to vomit, which at one point I did. In elementary school, I bombed in front of the whole entire class, holding a cup of vinegar for a demonstration. I told my what grade was it? It was probably second grade. It was first grade. I told her, I don't want to hold the cup of vinegar, and she said, no, just do it. It'll be fine.
Did you tell her that it'll make you sick?
I just told her I don't want to do it.
You should. So you should.
And then from the whole class, in front of the entire class, I vomited.
That's awesome.
And then I cried because I vomited in front of the whole class when I was in first grade. So dyeing Easter eggs in the backyard was always something we did every Easter when I was little, and I dreaded it. It was horrible. Wow. You get the white crayon, you make the symbols, and
that sucks.
Yeah, horrible.
I never did it too much. I don't know why. It was never something I enjoyed. I think because one time I dropped the egg and I got really sad. Even though we have like 11 more.
Here is what's interesting, and you said this earlier. Did you guys not hard boil your eggs when you dyed them?
No, but they would still crack. That's a thing.
Oh, okay, because you said how do they get the yolk out, you were saying.
I don't do it that often.
What do you mean by that, get the yolk out?
Well, sometimes I see them without the...
Oh, you mean like hollow eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, you usually use a needle.
Oh, and how do you get the stuff out then?
Well, because you use a needle to break the seal, and then I guess when because eggs inside are like kind of pressurized, basically.
Yeah.
After you do that, you can like, I don't know what they use a knife or something, or maybe they just poke their thumb in. Mm-hmm. You make a little hole, and then usually they'll cover it up with like a tissue paper or something. Like
No, because I've seen them where it's like it's just a tiny.
Oh one. Shit! Then I don't know. It's like people who put ships in bottles. It's old people magic.
It is.
It's old generations magic that we don't understand.
My grandpa can make like all these little origami things with his big like friggin' hands. And I'm like, how does he do
these
it?
These hands.
Yes.
Old people have magic that we don't know because we are part of the computers generation.
Yes.
You can't put ships in bottles with computers.
No.
You can
3D print them.
Yes. We will never have that magic.
No. For me, like, Easter eggs, like, I prefer, like, the way they have them now, which is, like, you can buy all these, like, sets to kind of, like, paint your eggs for you.
It's become like how pumpkin carving is now.
Yeah.
Where there's tons of, like, different kits. Easter has that, too, but with eggs. But then again, there's also now I'm seeing a lot more of especially the research I did. A lot of people prefer the plastic ones.
Yeah,
and I guess because it's less messy, and also you're not wasting eggs.
Yeah, eggs to me are food. I don't want to waste that much, you know, on like a thing. It's like they're eggs. Like, I don't want to mess around with eggs, you know? Like they're messy. They're things you should be eating.
And that leads to other problems, which we'll get into when we go to the comments. Okay. Which are definitely addressed.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of Easter in general, to be honest.
I want to say Easter is one of the more boring holidays.
It is.
And it's simply because it's right between being a non-holiday and being a full-blown holiday. And because, here's what I mean. Non-holidays are like the ones like Memorial Day and stuff like that, where only certain people really celebrate them. And even then, it's like, there's no real big like hoo-ha
It's a time for thinking. It's not like a...
Yeah, or like Labor Day. I think like those holidays. Yeah. The not grand... But Easter... It's like almost like a mini Thanksgiving without all the pomp and circumstance.
Yes. And people wearing bags on their heads and running around dressed like fish people and stuff like that.
So there's
callback.
There's the patron saint, obviously, the Easter Bunny.
Which again is a weird thing too.
It's a giant fucking bunny. When we actually do next year, we'll probably do an actual Easter episode. We'll probably find out why the hell it's a giant man in a bunny suit, because that's really weird. Like, it's not just a simple bunny. It's a giant man in a bunny suit.
Yeah.
I mean, a man in a giant bunny suit, not a giant man. That's even scarier. Yeah. Easter is that holiday where it's like...
I mean, as a kid, I even like Valentine's Day more than Easter.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, there's no set rules to Easter, because it's like, what do you make? Like, do you make a ham? Do you make a turkey? Like,
I hate ham.
Like, and that's the thing. Every Easter, I feel like it's always been, because we celebrate and stuff, but we celebrate in the way where it's like, and now that there's like more kids in the family, it's like you can have egg hunts, which is what we're gonna do. But with the food situation, it's always every year. I swear, it's always like,
whoa. You know what? Maybe that's my issue, is because I'm like like one of the youngest in my immediate family.
It's definitely a kids thing.
Yeah,
I'd say it's definitely like more of a fun time for kids.
Because you have nephews and nieces, nibblings. Yeah.
So you run around the backyard, and you find eggs and stuff, and you eat chocolate. Like, but it's not like Halloween where there's tons of candy. There's a little bit of candy. Again, it's like the junior holiday of Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, so we're gonna do that and stuff, but I don't know. I
and then you get Peeps.
Which is a story for another time.
Yes.
But I think it is interesting that the food aspect is always like on the table, like, what are we gonna do? Like, get snacks, make a roast.
Can you drink on Easter?
It feels like it's wrong to drink on Easter.
It does.
Because it's like, Easter to me is the
it's a kid's thing. And it's a religious thing
too,
right?
Not only that, it's the no party holiday. It's the...
It feels weird, right?
It's the wearing khakis and like putting on a nice like warm sweater holiday. Not warm sweater,
but
like
you don't put it on. You
like
kinda,
a cardigan over your... Yeah.
Over your... And you kind of tie it at your neck,
it's
right?
Like the most waspiest holiday around. Like, everyone's sitting around drinking, like
Valentine's Day is, like, I feel that's everyone's holiday.
Yeah.
Like unless you're single. But
they celebrate in their own way, too.
Yeah.
Easter
is, like, I mean, eggs, I don't know.
It's just, you can't get drunk on Easter, because then you look like that piece of shit who got drunk on, like, a...
On Easter.
Yes! Like, I'm sure there are people who get very drunk on Easter, but at the same time, it's like... Why are you getting drunk?
When are the holidays you can get drunk at?
You can get drunk. You can get drunk on Christmas, definitely.
Which is weird to me.
But it's viewed as like being cheery and festive when you're drunk. It's like, ha ha, look at him. He's a wild party animal, that drunk Christmas guy.
All right.
You get drunk on Thanksgiving, and it's like, oh, it's like you're viewed as like a, you know.
You definitely get drunk on Halloween.
Halloween, yeah, you get smashed on Halloween. Halloween,
4th of July, you can get very drunk on.
Yeah, I think St. Patrick's Day, of course, that's...
Cinco de Mayo, yes.
Yes. But Easter...
Valentine's Day, you and your...
Valentine's Day, you're supposed to get, like, tipsy romantic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're not supposed to get... Unless you're...
Unless you guys are into that and just want to
get
trashed.
You can get drunk, but you can only be alone when you get drunk.
But you can't be happy drunk. It's not, you have to be sad drunk.
It's not looked down upon if you get drunk on Valentine's Day and you're alone.
Yeah.
Because it's like... I
feel you, man.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing.
So it seems to me like...
Easter is just the...
It seems the only one you can't drink at.
You know what Easter is? Easter is if you were still having, like, elementary school parties. Easter's an elementary school party.
Yeah.
Where everything's kind of like, I got punch and juice. I got a sticker. Yeah. Give me a sticker.
Man, Easter sucks.
I mean, it's like, again, I think, and the food thing is what baffles me. It's like, there's never been one year where it's ever...
My cousin is making fried chicken.
No, dude, it's like, there is no, like, established Easter meal.
Yeah.
Like, do you have carrots because of the bunny?
I would do that, yeah.
Carrots have nothing to do with Easter.
Do we eat eggs? Because it seems to me like we should be eating eggs.
But then I feel weird.
Eggs to me are like I'm very lazy right now, but I still want to cook.
Also, that doesn't seem like...
That's not like a family dinner thing.
That's not like... That seems like a weird, like a weird people who drink warm milk all the time thing.
Yeah.
I got eggs and warm milk.
Ugh.
Like, Easter's not a breakfast holiday where you have breakfast all day.
No.
It's bizarre, and I don't hate the holiday, and I don't love it either. I think it's fun that the kids are going to enjoy
it. Yeah, but kids will enjoy anything, honestly.
Yeah, but I just think it's a bizarre holiday, and the eggs thing to me is a very bizarre thing.
I think it's the thing that, like, it tops it all off. It's like, you can't drink... You gotta, like, wear... And what colors do you wear on Easter?
Pastels. Pastels are, like, the go-to colors.
Like, so light colors, right?
Pinks, pastel pinks, pastel yellows, pastel blues.
Again, and the eggs just top off the whole, like, thing why I think Easter's weird.
Yeah. It is a very... I'd say it's our version of hiding a pickle in a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, it is kind of weird.
But it's tradition.
It's true, yeah. We do it because it's like, well, you go... But now we've replaced it with putting, like, basically saying, like, you know what?
Is that a thing, by the way?
Putting a pickle in a...
Who does that?
The Germans.
What?
That's the... Hiding the pickle in the...
I thought you just made that up.
No, that's their weird thing. Hiding a pickle in a Tannenbaum.
Oh. And what do the British do? They all wear crowns and pull big poppers.
Those things, yeah. Yeah, the crackers, they call them.
Everything I know about, like, Christmas in
you learned from Doctor Who.
Yes.
So just because we're not shitting on Easter, it's a bizarre holiday when you actually, like, think about it.
No, I'm shitting on Easter.
Oh, I'm not. I have no problems with it, really. I mean, it's...
No, for me, I understand people like it and that's cool. To me, it's the most boring, like, holiday.
Well, I feel it's not really meant for...
It's not meant for me.
It's weird, because...
I'm not religious.
Secular society has sort of, like, embraced all the holidays, and we've even embraced Easter, but the problem with that is, like... For those who are religious, they probably enjoy the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, because there's something for them.
For us, it's kind of like,
okay.
Oh, this is a nice elementary school party.
Yeah.
That's the best, really the best way to describe it. It's an elementary school party. But you know what? We're making a ham, I guess. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind helping the kids, you know, like find, like when I'm with more family, I don't mind, you know, helping them find eggs and all that. I think that's the best part about Easter, though.
Yeah.
Is finding the eggs, because the hunt. the hunt of finding the eggs was my favorite
and
thing.
And the only downside is if you use real eggs, if like a year later you find one.
Ooh.
And then it's rotten as shit. And that's another reason people are starting to use more plastic eggs, or like,
we never used real eggs. We would paint them and display them.
We did.
We would display them, but after a while we just throw that shit in the trash.
We used a mixture of real eggs, and a mixture of plastic eggs. So the plastic eggs have, like, the money and the candy. And again, it's always, like, a buck. But that was fun. I mean, when you're a little kid getting a dollar, it's like... but, yeah, I mean, Easter eggs are fun. They're fun for kids. I mean, they may not be fun for adults, but you dye them and stuff, and you stick them anywhere.
Yeah.
And they come in plastic form. They come in chocolate form. There's even Cadbury, which we'll probably get an episode eventually. Not a fan of Cadbury cream eggs. Just putting that out there.
Those are like Halloween candies that trick you, where they're like the eyeball wrapper, and then you take it off, and it's like, oh, it's a chocolate. It's like, oh, like there's a sour, there's like a sour thing in there.
But it always feels like it erupts out.
Yeah. We'll talk about that too someday.
Yeah, Cadbury cream eggs. What? Okay, so. I mean, we've pretty much covered the history. We've covered. What they are, so I mean, might as well, right? I mean, it's Easter time, or it was, so it. And by the way, Easter's in March this year.
That's weird.
It happens occasionally. one time Easter landed on my birthday, which was the weirdest thing ever because I had an Easter birthday. Uh-huh. Like, it was my birthday mixed with, like, Easter
egg. Oh, that thing. Sucks.
So, it felt strange. I was, it was a confusing feeling.
Like, can I have fun today?
Like, I was like, And then
can you drink on your Easter birthday?
I was like,
but if
I was like six.
But if it were today.
Yeah. I mean, you can drink on Easter. You just don't want to get shit-faced or people are going to look at you funny. Like, they're going to look at you like people looked in the 50s when they looked at the town drunk. Yeah. Oh, there goes Mr. Maple, drunk again off his ass. Don't get next to him, kid. Like, is that sort of shit?
He'll give you what for. I don't know why I always say what for.
Your dad probably dealt with the town drunk when he was little. Town drunk always going into the little jail. Barney.
But the town drunk was always nice to kids for some reason. Yeah,
Barney telling him to
nip. Well, don't you do that there. I don't know what voice.
Yeah, nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. So anyways, enough of Mayberry. Let's just go to the with the internet things.
Mm-hmm.
Initially,
what do they think?
Well, okay. Initially, I compiled a lot of weird comments because again, it's mundane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that because a lot of it was I kept like two. But before we really go into it, James has something to say.
Okay.
So James says, and that's our editor in chief, our
El Jefe.
Sorry, El Capitan. You know.
Glorious, brave leader.
Fearless.
Fearless, yes.
Our fearless, glorious leader.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with an Easter egg. You can dye them, peel them, and eat delicious hard-boiled eggs with food coloring.
Ah.
If we're talking about the plastic Easter eggs, you could get amazing treats, money, or unfortunately a GoBot covered in melted chocolate. But that is a story for another time. Love, Jim.
I gotta say right now, by the way, I'm not a fan of hard-boiled eggs.
Neither am I. I hate hard-boiled eggs with a passion.
Because it's like, let's take all that awesome, wonderful, glorious, like, yolk and make it really cold and packed together and not tasty at all.
Egg, it's like taking the thing that fuses to become something tasty and separating it. And it's
okay.
It's like the white tastes bland.
Yeah.
And the center tastes vile.
Yeah.
So.
And I also forget that I tend to put a little salt on my eggs. So.
Yeah, love it. But see, I've never liked hard boiled eggs ever. And it's
no.
It's
like I'll eat them if I'm in a pinch, but it's like I need salt and pepper.
I will not eat them.
I dread doing it if it's like, hey, I'm on a, you know, I got work in like 20 minutes. Oh, I can't make anything. There's hard boiled eggs in the fridge.
And a nice warm glass of milk. Okay, so heading into the comments. Every year at Easter, all my friends have an egg hunt, and whoever gets the most eggs wins. Okay, that's
okay.
You know, that's it. That's sort of the, you know, that's what it means. You'll probably find the missing egg during next year's Easter egg hunt. Smiley face. And yeah, that's so such a big worry. It's like, oh no. And then when you happen upon it, it's so gross looking and it's.
Does it stink?
Yeah, it's
like
it's,
through the shell.
No, it's not. It's the fact the egg has been compromised.
Oh,
because the gases have built up in the egg, so it's like there's like holes and shit, and it's vile. It's horrible. It's terrible. You don't do that. Okay. When I was a kid, we boiled and colored eggs ourselves. Had a few random amounts of money eggs, and you ate whatever you found.
Why did he say that, like, I have a few random amounts of money eggs? Like, he's talking to the eggs.
Money eggs. He's calling them money eggs.
That's weird.
Because, yeah, you put money in them. And then you ate whatever you found. There are some people who do that, where...
you eat what you kill.
Where they peel the eggs, and they eat them. But I imagine that's after, like, you dyed them right away and then you hid them. So you don't want to do it like an overnight thing because then that's fucking weird.
No.
Okay. So the next three are from YouTube.
Okay. I love YouTube comments. So,
and these are on basic Easter egg videos. These three I compiled from basic Easter egg videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. Would you rather be a dog or a cat for the rest of your life?
Fuck. I guess a cat because...
you have crazy superpowers?
Yeah. People will worship you also.
You jump from heights and you land on your feet. Yeah. Whereas if you're a dog and you jump from a high height...
You could probably die.
Like, you break your feet.
Like, I love dogs, but, like, they're so fragile. Like, and it sucks.
Cat gets lost, find its way back home all easy.
Even if it doesn't, it's like, fuck it.
The dog is just like, well, this is my life now. to me, dogs always talk like that.
Like freaking Goliath, right?
Like dogs talk very, like, dumb. Dogs are dumb. Dogs are like dumb pals that you love.
Yeah.
Cats may be assholes, but they're like...
They're smart assholes.
They're like your smart, like, asshole friend who you're just like, you know what, this guy's good company. Yeah. This guy knows what's going on.
But you know what? Both dogs and cats...
I like both.
Yeah. ...are awesome, and you can always get great images.
What would you use the rest of your life?
I said the cat.
Because you don't... Okay. Yeah. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one. Feel pain and have hurt. Feel all pain and everything hurt.
That's how I feel about Easter, though. It's like, I feel pain and I have hurt.
But if you feel all pain and everything hurt.
It's true.
Okay, so this one's a question.
Okay.
But I don't know how it's a question, because it's written like just a statement. I loved dying Easter eggs when I was going to Arby's.
Okay.
Like, they don't know if they were going, like...
I don't know how that
sentence... I loved them when I was going to Arby's, I think.
But when I went to McDonald's, they fucking sucked.
All right, now into the actual... let's go into actual comments that aren't crazy. The last time I dyed eggs was maybe 5 years ago, but I had no one to eat them with, and it was difficult for me to eat them all by myself, so I haven't done it since. Okay, so this is a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an Easter egg hunt alone? No. I just dyed eggs in the spirit of Easter because I hadn't done it since I was a kid. I thought it would be fun. Then the guy responds.
Yeah, I get that.
What did you do with the eggs when you were done? I ate a couple and put them in the fridge. Then I ate a couple more in the next morning and night and in the morning after that. Then I threw the rest away because I don't like boiled eggs that much, and I realized I hadn't thought the whole thing through. To which someone else responds to this whole conversation. This is supposed to be something you typically do with your family as kids are present and their parents. I guess you could have your own personal egg hunt, though it seems a little sad. You'd have to hide them yourself and then go find them yourself. You'd already know where they all are. So
I get what this guy's doing. Like
he wanted to be nostalgic and have like a.
I made a gingerbread house last Christmas.
Yeah, but I mean that's different. Gingerbread houses aren't like a big giant.
No, and they're awesome.
I hate gingerbread.
What?
Yeah, gingerbread's horrible.
Nasty.
So this dude was alone. He dyed eggs. He doesn't even like horrible.
Here's what I now realize is that. We never ate the hard-boiled eggs. We threw them away.
You know what? I don't know, because I'm guessing my brother Jim may have ate them. Because that man loves a hard-boiled egg. He loves a good hard-boiled egg.
Well, I would love a good hard-boiled egg, too, but they don't exist.
But yeah, so this dude is alone at home, dying eggs, and then he ate them for like 3 days, and then he realized on the last day, I don't like hard-boiled eggs.
You know what? I would just make like three Easter eggs. If I was going to do this, just to see.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there it goes.
You got three different...
It does feel kind of sad, though. It's
it does.
It's like...
I get what he's doing, but I think it's because I have such a stigma for Easter that it's like, you sad shit.
I feel like Diamonds and Rust is playing in the background as he's hunting the like, eggs.
Yeah, like, there's nothing... I'm imagining just a guy in, like a one-bedroom apartment, kind of just, like, you know, there's a bottle of, like, Hennessy at his side, kind of just...
Questioningly by the Ramones is playing all those sad songs.
Yeah, he's just kind of like just there, kind of like trying to do the marker thing. Also,
and then he finishes the eggs, and then he puts his head down, just starts sobbing uncontrollably. And then the giant rabbit man pats him on the back and says,
"Easter on its way." Donnie Darko is essentially just a giant Easter movie.
Hippity hoppity.
Oh, all right.
Easter sucks.
I wouldn't say that. All right. Do the eggs need to be boiled to dye them? Okay. Yes and no. If you are careful enough.
Yeah.
No. And if you're not going to really do an Easter egg hunt with kids, if you just want them for like decorative purposes, for like you're having like an adult party with all like, and everyone's like, it's like, oh, we're celebrating Easter, yes. Sure. You don't need to. I mean, unless you're like, you're really a Butterfingers.
Yeah. I think it just makes more sense to hard boil.
But yeah. I really would say, yeah, just do it. Just go through that exercise of hard boiling, because the worst thing you're going to have happen is you're painting one and then your thumb goes, oh!
Yeah.
And then the eggs start leaking everywhere.
Yes. Everywhere.
So, growing up, we dye hard-boiled eggs that were hidden with plastic eggs with candy inside. My dad would get up early to hide the eggs and put way too much effort into it, to the point where I'd be playing in the yard with a friend in the middle of summer, and we'd occasionally stumble across a faded, rotten egg from who knows how long ago. Then we'd have breakfast and candy, and my mom would make egg salad sandwiches for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds so like the typical like atomic family.
Yeah.
Like the classic mom, pa, and
I used Miracle Whip instead of mayo.
2.5 children.
Yeah. Just half a kid walking. No legs.
Well, son, you better find those eggs before they go bad, you know? Don't you just love him, Ma?
And the parents always call each other Ma and Pa, and it's creepy.
Yeah. Like, and it's always in Westerns, too,
oh,
I feel.
Oh, Mother, aren't our kids just darling?
It's weird, because my dad only calls my mom when I'm around.
Why, though?
I don't get it. It never seems weird to me, but then I think about it, I'm like, that's not your mom, wait.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
To me, the first time I came across this, actually in Pokemon, that I noticed this, was there was two like safari hunters, and I was so confused why he kept calling her mother and she kept calling him father. I was like, what is happening?
That's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know.
What is going on? And then you find out later in life, there are married couples who, once they have kids, they call each other mother and father, and it's...
But I think it's more like a term of endearment, though. It's not like...
Hello, mother.
Hello, father.
Yeah. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Okay, so... Even before I was a vegan, I disliked eggs, so I always left them and took only the plastic eggs filled with money and candy. Fuck you. Okay.
This kid just seems like, I get that.
Look, I understand you don't like eggs, but when you're Easter egg hunting, you do not want to be the kid who's only going after the money eggs, because that's like, that's messed up. Because basically you're seeing the eggs you don't want, you're like, no, I don't want that. I only want the money eggs. And it's like, that I can contend is like, where's the fairness in that? That's kind of just fucked up. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
The special treat eggs are, you happen upon them. If you happen upon them fairly, cool, whatever, but if you're only going after those ones... Nah, that's just mean.
It's okay. Like, I mean, again, I'm not too down on Easter etiquette, so I don't really know what goes.
That's just rude.
Okay, that's a rude thing to do.
He'll end up with $5, and all the little kids will just end up with eggs. When you're a 7 year old, $5 is like
$5 isn't even a lot now. It really isn't.
When we were children, if you got a $5 bill, you thought you were like
$5 could buy you a big meal though at a fast food joint. Won't even get you that now.
No, but the thing is, you didn't really use your money when you were little. You had like, yeah, you just like, I want a candy.
Yeah.
Buy a shitload of candy. It didn't cost a nickel, and I think we weren't from your father's era, but. Shit, candy bars, I think, cost like 75 cents. Remember that? Remember when candy bars were 75 cents?
Yep.
That's a thing. Now it's like fucking $2.20 for
soda. Soda used to be like a dollar.
Yeah, or cheaper.
It's two.
I feel like everything used to be 75 cents. Yeah. Every snack thing was 75 cents.
A Coke is two and change now.
It's crazy. Crazy times you live in.
Yes.
Walk in the snow 15 miles. That's what you used to do.
Yeah. Okay. Hurricanes, blizzards, droughts.
Yeah, we had all that.
Sandstorms.
Dust devils.
All at once.
Yeah, dirt devils, too. Yeah. And Hoovers.
Yes.
Um,
perverts.
So, okay. We used to make two holes in each end with a needle and blow all the white yolks out into a bowl.
Okay.
So that's how it's done.
There you go.
Then dye in empty egg-shaped shells and make ornaments to decorate trees with.
Okay.
Mom baked Easter sweets.
Okay.
With the eggs. Picking a hard-boiled egg off the ground and eating it seems weird to me, though. I know I'd do it all the same.
Yes, and this is why it's like, what? They're out there.
Why the fuck are you putting eggs and trees as decorations?
Okay, here's the thing.
What?
I've seen this. I wouldn't do it, but I've seen
that this. Seems... You have to get on a ladder or climb a tree and put eggs in there.
A Christmas tree, I think is the thing.
What the fuck? Why are you? Why do you have a Christmas tree in April? That's my question.
No, eventually when the time comes.
And you just put... That looks, yeah. That looks terrible.
What do you mean? No, if they look really nice...
No, it's an egg.
A Fabergé egg...
to me...
No. To me, a Fabergé egg is a big Christmas tree ornament.
Okay.
Shrink that fucker down, put him in a tree.
I've never seen an egg and be like, yeah, it's a nice looking egg. Easter egg, Fabergé. To me...
Not even brown eggs?
It's a fucking egg, man.
Brown eggs are aesthetically pleasing.
No. It's an egg. It's a goddamn egg. You crack it open, you put it in a pan, and you cook it or whatever the fuck. I've never looked at an egg and be like, I want that in my Christmas tree. No. You know what belongs to a Christmas tree? Baubles. Like those big shiny baubles. Lights.
And if you shop at Hallmark, Boba Fett. It's like, whatever.
Aesthetically, I'm against ornaments that look like things.
Like characters, right?
Yes. I like the traditional Christmas tree trappings of baubles and like maybe snowflakes. Yeah. I'm a simple man.
Right.
You know, not tinsel. Tinsel's ugly.
Tinsel is ugly.
You know, maybe some ribbon around
those big things, the garlands or whatever.
Yeah, the Jeff Garlands.
Yes, okay. Or Judy.
So yeah, but I mean, she bakes Easter sweets. What the fuck is he? Why couldn't this person clarify what Easter sweets is? I need to know.
Are they peeps, like marshmallow things?
No, bakes them. Is there an Easter pie I don't know about?
I saw that thing where someone dressed up little marshmallows to look like chicks, and then they put them in the oven, and they look like the chicks were exploding.
That's fun.
It's disturbing. But, yeah.
Okay. So the next comment we get. In my family, none of us like to eat hard-boiled eggs because they smelled like farts.
Yeah.
But we still did the tradition. After we had all found the eggs, we would have an egg fight and whip them at each other. This gave extra incentive to find eggs because the more you find, the more ammo. I'm with this man.
This sounds awesome.
This person has my backing 100%.
Yeah.
Why is this not a tradition?
To kill people with eggs.
I'm trying to picture when I was little, if that was like, okay, find the eggs, and then you go to war.
There's incentive to pick up those stupid eggs.
To throw like grenades basically at your cousins or stuff, or like your siblings. Fun for everyone.
Yeah.
What
my family does is they hollow out the egg, you know, the big hole at the bottom, like you said, tissue paper, but they fill that with, like, confetti and shit.
Oh, shit, those are fair eggs, man.
Those are fair eggs?
Oh, shit, so, like...
Those are annoying.
Dude, when I was little, in Boyle Heights, they used to have, like, bazaars or carnivals, as they're called, and they would sell those, like, by the carton, to be filled with confetti, and, certain people would bash them on other people's heads.
Oh yeah, that's what you do.
And think about what else are they for? I mean, I can't.
I break them open and I play with the confetti as it flies out.
It's like, no, they're to bash over people's heads. But
yeah,
so
that's my favorite.
But yeah, go to war with eggs. Use eggs ammo. That's.
I think it's just because, to me, they're food, and you shouldn't really
because
do that.
When I was little, all I remember is once the eggs were collected, my parents would take them away, and I didn't see them again. I was like, whatever. That's over. That's done.
Yeah.
And then you go and you play board games or some bullshit. Yeah. I don't know. Play Spyware, I think it was called. Spy Network.
You don't want that on your computer.
No. And here's the final one. And it's just a helpful tip. You can use Kool-Aid to dye them. I wish I'd known that when I was little. Because you know what? I would have had nice, tasty Kool-Aid to drink in multiple flavors. No vinegar. And just... That would have been so much fun.
You know what? I just learned, because I work at the teen center, I just learned that you can do that for hair. I didn't know that.
You seriously just learned that?
Yeah, I never knew that.
That people have been doing that since the fucking 70s.
Didn't know that. Did not know that.
What?
Yeah. Didn't know it.
Why
are there are no girls in my family, Aaron.
Why? Your family's just men. It's all... You guys... How do you guys reproduce?
You don't want to know.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.
See, and it's spring, the birds are because that's what they do. And you
know, bees and all
let's
that.
Let's be honest, that's the sound of birds chirping like crazy during spring is they're usually trying to. So that's
they're going to create eggs for Easter.
Life. They're creating life.
Yeah.
But
I didn't even know that they're now.
Oh, no, they're not literally right now. They're just like being like, I'm good enough.
We're just making noise because, you know, it's.
Oh, that's.